Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, taking a look at Sirius and the planets when they pass by, how this adds another dimension to our experience of this particular star. Now remember, Sirius is one of the Bohemian stars. There are 15 Bohemian stars. Bohemian stars were stars that the ancient alchemists considered to be most powerful when a star was connected, when a planet was within 6 degrees of that particular star. And there is a list of the 15 Bohemian stars on my website at kaylincastell.com that you can check out in under Astrological Insights, where the list of the different Bohemian stars are. And Sirius is, of course, also not only a Bohemian star, but the brightest fixed star in our sky. Now, it's not close to the ecliptic, and not all the Bohemian stars are, but when a planet was passing in that region of the sky, then the alchemists would work with it as a way to take maximum advantage of that energy of the star as the planet would add additional energy to the star. So if we think about Jupiter, Jupiter will pass by Sirius every 12 years and is passing by Sirius in late 2013 and 2014. Jupiter is an energy that expands and magnifies. So it is the largest of our planets, and so it has this tendency to make things bigger. And it also has a lot to do with learning, with the spiritual quest. What is the spiritual quest? And when it's connecting to Sirius, the opportunity for healing and expanding healing options is magnificent, magnified, and becomes even more magnificent. When Venus is passing by Sirius, then the download, the information is coming to the divine feminine. And when it's with Mars, it's coming to the divine masculine. And so the divine feminine energy will be amplifying the energies of Sirius as it passes by, Venus passes by, and when Mars passes by, the energies of the divine masculine are amplified by the Sirius energy. And I'm going to give you a way to work with this in a moment. And then when Mercury is passing by, this has to do with the mind. And since Sirius is a star that's connected to the heart, Christ consciousness, and amplifies the energy of the heart, it's a way to balance and heal the mind, the healing of the mind, when we take time to tune into this particular star. And then when Saturn passes by, it is about what's being brought into form and whatever the healing possibilities are, how it's affecting our physical experience, what's actually in form, what's in our physical body, but also in the world around us. And so these are magnified by the intention that we place as these planets are with these stars. And one thing that we can know for sure is that this is about having the direct experience. So especially helpful time is if you can go out and see Sirius in the sky, connect with the light of Sirius, especially when you see a planet in that vicinity of the sky, passing by that part of the sky and amplifying and also taking in the light codes of that energy and then transmitting them, beaming them to the earth. So the moon is the transmitter of the lineage. So all the mysteries of the ancient mystery schools and all the ancient teachings being magnified and amplified by the moon as the moon passes by Sirius once each month. Venus will pass by once each year. Mars passes by once every 2 years, unless it happens to go retrograde in that part of the sky. Jupiter passes by about every 12 years, more precisely 11.6 years. And Saturn will pass by every 29 and a half years or so. And then the sun passes by once each year. And when the sun is there, of course, you can't see Sirius, and that's in the time of July. But we can tune into the sun. If we know that Sirius is with the sun, we can tune into the sun. We can't see Sirius, but the sun is also a transmitter. It's a transmitting light, and it's amplifying the light of Sirius as it passes by and transmitting that light. So this is a star that is has definitely been seen as very important to the ancients. There's probably more that we could look at, but probably even better than looking at what we know of this star is to go and have your own direct experience. Hang out with Sirius when it's in the sky, when it's in the morning sky, when it's in the evening sky, when it's overhead at midnight in the wintertime, when it rises as a morning star in late July, when it's in the evening sky from, it's actually in the evening sky at most of the winter as we move into the spring, and then as we approach summer, it's still in the evening sky. So now I want to also share with you, again, from the book Cosmic Starlight Elixirs and Cosmic Vibrational Healing by Michael Smulkus and Fred Rubenfeld, that was channeled by Hilarion, and talk just a little bit more about the healing qualities and the underlying message of Sirius that talks about the transformation of the physical body, and that it's really important at this time to be focused on transforming our physical body. As we are at the turning of an age, the vibrational energy, the light codes that are pouring in from the galactic center to our planet and to our solar system, amping up the energy on every single planet, not just planet Earth, is going through weather changes, but every single planet as these energies are being amped up. And we're being asked to also raise our own vibrational energy. And we can do that with the help of Sirius, tuning into Sirius. So sometimes one of the things that they talk about is, and I've heard this information from other sources as well, so it's interesting. And remember, this is channeled information, so tune into it, take what works for you, leave behind what doesn't, and working with that. But working with a spirit, Sirius, will help a deeper meaning of any physical illness or challenge that you have to emerge. And the reason for it and why it's there, and then the ability to transform it, or then once it's understood, when it's brought to consciousness, it can be transformed. And so oftentimes there's we have a little denial, or, you know, we're not really seeing something. So if we work with Sirius and tune into that energy, and there's a little meditation that I can share with you to help do that as we go along. Now, the star beings that come from Sirius that the Dogons refer to and still have stories about in their tribal culture have been working with the civilization of Earth for a long time. And the stories are that they really helped to create the DNA structures that are what we've inherited here, and that the beings from Sirius have an awareness of the underlying vibration from these genetic components that they helped to seed into the human DNA here at some time back. Now, you know, again, this is something for you to tune into to feel if that feels like that's actually true for you or not. And that what actually something that I was told many years ago is that not only did the beings from Sirius help to encode the DNA, but they encoded it with the mysteries from the stars and the planets, so that those natural cycles and rhythms are not just outside of us. They're not in the sky. They're actually coded into our DNA. And that's something that we would say in shamanic astrology, not even looking at it from the perspective of what this book is saying, that we would say that we literally are imprinted. We are the living embodiment of the stars and the planets and how they interact with one another, as above, so below, as below, so above. So anyway, the underlying message of Sirius is about transforming our physical body. And by hanging out with this star, we can enhance that process. We can directly assimilate this star energy and magnify that in our own bodies. So here is, but it also does help to be willing, to be willing to receive the healing, and to really maybe even make the conscious statement that you are willing to receive healing on the deepest level, and by being as powerfully conscious at the cellular and subtle body levels, as well as through the chakras. So it does also affect the chakras. It can affect and magnify and enhance the chakras if you're working with this star codes, the light codes that come from Sirius, and helping us to be in better charge and understanding of our own consciousness, and better able to work with the energies of other dimensions, multidimensional levels, as well as extraterrestrial energies or beings from other dimensions. And being able to meditate on Sirius at regular times can be very helpful. So, especially when we have Jupiter there with, or any of the planets with Sirius, a great time to be tuning into and working with Sirius. So the way to do this is to do the visualization is to, ideally, if you can sit outside and be under the star itself and look up and gaze into the light of Sirius. It's hard to miss her. She is the brightest star in the sky. But if you need a star map, I will provide one with this recording. You can look at the star map. Of course, it's going to be in different places in the sky at different times of the year. But if you get a sense of how Sirius is located around the constellation of Orion, and you can spot Orion in the sky, then you can always find Sirius, because she will be the brightest star shining in the sky. Jupiter, of course, is brighter. Venus is brighter. Sometimes, usually the other planets aren't brighter, but sometimes I guess Mars could be as bright as Sirius. Anyway, so tuning into, and then just focusing your breath and doing the gaze, just fixing your gaze on Sirius is a great way. Then bringing the breath into the body, and on the in-breath, focusing on any area of the body, mind, spirit, that you would like to energize, you would like to have healing for, that you want to bring into a greater balance, that may be out of balance, and just breathing into that part of the body. And then on the out-breath, recognize that energy is pouring out of the affected part of the body, or the part that you're wanting to energize and bring it into, and that it's filling the subtle body. So it's filling your whole being on every level. Just imagining that this energy, this light energy from Sirius, is soothing and illuminating and bathing all your cells and every part of you. But you may also be wanting to focus more specifically on one area as well. And that you're connecting this light energy on the physical, mental, emotional, etheric, the subtle bodies, the spiritual level, on all levels. And it doesn't matter really what order you do it in. It's just whatever you feel guided to do. The idea is to just know that there's a transference of energy when you're tuning into Sirius that's coming into your body. Now, if you don't have the opportunity to be with the star out underneath the sky, and with the star in a physical sense, you could look at a star map as a way to tune in, or you could just imagine Sirius, if you've seen Sirius in the sky, and you're maybe sitting inside in a meditation, or maybe it's too cold to be outside under the sky. So you could go out and look at Sirius and then walk in and do the meditation. So there's just lots of different ways you could tune into this. And then after 2 or 3 minutes of tuning in in the meditative state, you might imagine that you're connecting to the library, a library of great knowledge. You know, that if we think of the DNA code, it carries all the knowledge and information. Everything is coded into our DNA. So tuning into that library, and if it's helpful to envision an actual library or envision the library within your own DNA, that can be great. And that this is a place of great calm and peace, and that you're receiving information that is really supportive to who you are and where you are and what you're doing at this particular time. You might even receive information such as just like an image of a waterfall or a special place in nature, being by the ocean, and imagining that there's a calm that's coming over you, and maybe bringing in this information You might imagine that you're looking through books, or somebody's telling you something that is going to help deepen this information that's coming to you right now, so that a deeper understanding of the universal principles that are yours to connect with are coming to you in conscious form and also symbolic form if necessary. So, and then from that meditative state, or even as you're laying in bed going to sleep, you could imagine the star Sirius and ask that a dream come to you and assist you in a deeper understanding of what is for you right now. And that can be another way to further energize this connection to the planet Sirius, so that you're actually taking the energy of the star into the dream time with you.